question. Does Krishna never do anything that violates the revealed scriptures? That, for example, he performs Raslila. Now, Raslila does not in any way convey that he's violating the revealed scriptures. All that it conveys is that he is not distracted, that he is not. He may not seem to be following a particular level of teaching of the revealed scripture. Scriptural teachings are multi-level and according to time, place, circumstance. If a first standard student is does 3 minus 5, the teacher may tell him 3 minus 5 can't be done. But in the 7th standard student, 3 minus 5 can be done. So, when we talk about revealed scriptures, there are different levels of instruction for different people, and we have to understand that not everything and everyone exists at the same level of reality. And because of that, every one of us has the opportunity and indeed the obligation to do our best within our particular context to take things forward in life. That means that whatever be our particular situation, we need to see what is right for us at that level. So usually the scriptural directions are given so that we don't fall prey to our lower impulses and do wrong things. So we could say the example Bhakti Sanskrit Thakur would give is that of a torchlight and the sunlight. Now both are meant to help us see the way, but the torchlight becomes redundant when the sunlight is there. Similarly, the codes of morality which may apply to us at our level of consciousness are like the torchlight, and they are needed, but they are not needed just when the sun is there. The torchlight becomes unnecessary at that time. So similarly, when Krishna himself is present, Krishna is always selflessly motivated. He is always the well-wisher of everyone. And thus, for Krishna nothing matters, in the sense that whatever happens is ultimately for the, whatever he does, it is all for the good of everyone. So when Krishna is acting, performing Leela with the gopis, the Acharya has given multiple levels of explanation for it. Of how actually, because he's the Lord, so all living beings are his parts and parcels. So he's the Lord, the husband of all living beings. Or that during the Brahma Vimohan Leela, Krishna married all the gopis. So he was actually their husband. And as his dancing with them was not wrong. So whatever be the specifics of the question, specifics of the point, the important thing to recognize is that Krishna is the well-wisher of everyone, and being the well-wisher of everyone, whatever he does is for their good, and he is not ruled by any selfish passions. So we could say there is moral, there is immoral, and there is transmoral. So transmoral is above morality, immoral is below morality. So if we violate scripture, we will be immoral. But when Krishna apparently violates scripture, he is transmoral, because he does not have any selfish motivation for violating scripture.
It's 12:50.
So broadly speaking, if you understand that Krishna is the well-wisher of everyone, that Krishna never lets himself be captivated or lost by, misled by selfish desires, then we understand that his actions are always fulfilling the ultimate purpose of scripture. So there is a letter of scripture and there is the purpose of scripture, the spirit of scripture. And Krishna, all actions are fulfilling the spirit of scripture. So even if sometimes it may appear that he doesn't follow the letter of the scripture, he's always following the spirit of the scripture.
Thank you.
Hare Krishna.